Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the senior senator from Georgia, the Honorable Saxby Chambliss.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much, and welcome to sunny, warm Atlanta. Y'all from North Dakota and Montana brought your weather with you, but we're just tickled to death to have you here in Atlanta. It's particularly appropriate for us because the number one industry in the great state of Georgia is agriculture. We rank number one in the country in the production of pecans, production of peanuts, production of spring onions. We're number two in production of upland cotton. We're very proud of agriculture in our state, and your being here, particularly at this important time in the history of our country, and with the difficult time that we're having in our country, is very appropriate. I'm also pleased to be here with my good friend Bob Stallman. Bob and I have had the opportunity to work very close together on the issues that are of most importance to you over the years, and also to be here with my good friend Zippy Duvall, the president of Georgia Farm Bureau, who does such a great job in leading your organization in our state. You know, we've been through a difficult time from an economic standpoint in our country. Thank goodness, agriculture has led the way. And I attribute that in part to the fact that we've been able to put in place farm bills over the last couple of decades in this country that have provided the right kind of safety net for America's farmers and ranchers. I look forward as we move into 2011 and 2012 to holding hearings around the country, visiting with many of you personally to find out what your thoughts are, because this is going to be another challenge. I know Bob's going to talk to you a little bit about this. He and I were visiting earlier about it. This is going to be the most difficult farm bill that we've ever had to write. But the good news is that when we look at American agriculture today, it's as healthy as it's ever been in my lifetime. And that's due to certainly, in some small part, policy, but from an overwhelming standpoint, it's due to what you do and your family and your farmer friends around the country do every single day. You make my job much easier in Washington, and for that, I am greatly appreciative of you. We've had some good successes over the last several weeks and months, too, from the standpoint of Farm Bureau being a huge supporter of making sure that cap and trade does not get passed on the Senate side, because it would have had such a negative impact on what you do every day. We had success in getting at least for the next 2 years a pretty positive estate tax provision. And we're working very hard to make sure that hand in hand with Farm Bureau that federal agencies like EPA and FDA and others are not allowed to come onto the farm and look over your shoulder in a way that is negative to you. We're going to keep working to make sure that the federal government does what it's supposed to do, and that's to provide the right kind of policies that let you do what you do best and get the federal government out of your way and let you produce the finest agricultural product of anybody in the world. Welcome. Welcome to our great state. It's going to be an interesting couple of days for you here from a weather standpoint. Just stay warm, eat plenty of Georgia peaches and grits, and that'll keep you warm. God bless you, and may God continue to bless our great country. Thank you very much.